Right now, 75 in Center City. We do have a flood watch in effect for all counties until midnight. I'm Pete Innerotto. Thank you for tuning in. Here's what's happening. The region saw a round of nasty weather today, but we're not in the clear just yet. The National Weather Service in Mount Holly has issued a flood watch that'll be in effect until midnight. Traffic was jammed up on major roadways, and there was a four-hour-long ground stop on flights arriving at Philadelphia International Airport. KWWD's Vic Ragupathy tells us it led to hundreds of delays and cancellations.
Well, the ground stop, which lasted between about 2 and 6:15 p.m., was placed on incoming flights at PHL. Public Affairs Manager Heather Redfern says it ends up affecting all operations at the airport.
Any type of weather will affect both ways. If that equipment and the crews can't get in to turn around to go back out again, then it causes a domino effect.
That's why it's important for anyone flying into or out of PHL to keep up with their flight status, either through text or email alerts or through an airline app like Stephanie Reese from Washington State.
We knew they gave us plenty of warning. Alaska did. Gave us plenty of warning.
Yeah.
We got hours ahead of time.
She was in Philly for a work trip, but her flight back to Seattle ended up being delayed a few hours.
Always annoying because we're 2 hours also from the airport once we hit Seattle. So I wish there was more options for flights, that's for sure. But it is what it is.
Officials say it's also important for anyone picking someone up from the airport to get their flight number in order to track its arrival. At PHL, Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.